we control all the crises. We build them up and we shut them down.
We? Again?
Yeah, I'm coming to that. Near the top of the hierarchy, there are the economists, top civil servants, top brass in the military. Those men who are supposed to view the nuclear tests and so on. And above them, CWNS.
Right at the top. Classified World News Service. Just who the hell are you?
It's obvious, isn't it? Just a few, just a very few of the top people in communications in every major country in the world.
Oh, you mean you run all these magazines?
No, of course not. We just get them to take some of our copy every week. Television is much more important to us. It all happens so quickly.
You say you can put out what pictures you like on television. Doesn't anybody try to stop you?
No, nobody wants to. 99.386% of the population wouldn't believe this conversation. And the rest are working for us. And they're the top minds, the really responsible people. They know they're guaranteeing the lives of their grandchildren the only foolproof way.
Scaring the hell out of their grandchildren.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, your tour guide, and this is Decode Your Reality. And today I have a preview for all of you for this huge upcoming presentation on the 1968. Gotta go all the way back to 1968, 56 years ago. Of course, lights, camera, action, right? Always in tune with this code. 1968's The News Benders. This is going to be a preview for the full presentation for all of you. And what I wanted to point out to you is in this preview, in the beginning, I showed a little snippet of this show. And if you have not watched this, you can watch it free on YouTube. And I would highly encourage that you do. And a lot of people that are in the decoding world feel that this is how our world works, is that what this show is all about is they're using a supercomputer, a quantum computer, to put in code and then have it spit out simulations, and then they run that through the world, through the news, right? That's why it's called the News Benders. But what I want to show you is the organic code. And when I say organic, I'm saying that, like, I'm not hooked up to any computer. I'm not plugging this. I am decoding using computers, but I'm simply decoding the code from this show. And when you see it, you're going to see it's all scripted. The show is, anyway. But what I specifically showed you was a snippet from that. And the very reason why is because of the timestamp. Now, I've done this how many times now throughout these 550 plus videos I have out on YouTube, showing the timestamps with many major movies and music and all that kind of stuff. And this wasn't any exception. Now, this was the person I ended up going to, called Perfect Be Real Her. I don't know, whoever it was. It was just the first one that I clicked on when I typed in the Newsbenders 1968. Here it is right there in the search. And this is who I clicked on. And I started to watch it, right? Now, this person, they may have been a gap in the way they uploaded it, but it doesn't matter. See, the code is finding me. And then I'm now decoding it and showing it to you. And that's what's relevant right now. So the version that you watch may be a little bit different, but the message that I'm trying to get across to you will be embedded in this preview. And I've zoomed in on the timestamp so you can see it. But exactly where he says that it's the classified world news service that is in the ivory tower that is controlling the media. As soon as he said that, I pressed pause. I pressed pause and it was 20 minutes and 43 seconds into it. And so, of course, looking at the timestamps, I noticed the 2:43. And I know that the 2:43 is a really big deal because of the fact that it's tied to one half of the I Am, which we've been showing over and over. If you watch my Dios Decoded, it was when, like, the first major time I displayed that the I Am, when you add up the average atomic weights, the 126 and 243, you're going to get the 369. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, the Am is right there. I Am. And what I'm thinking this is alluding to is that this would be the as above, and then this is going to be the so below. I Am yin yang. Okay, now I'm going to back that up with some slides, and then I'll leave it up to you what you want to adopt as your truth. But this is what was running in the ivory tower, what they're plugging everything into, the classified world news service. And it's very interesting because of the match to the release, the numerology of this episode. It aired on January 10th. 10 is the binary system. 10 is the computer. 1968, when you do the numerology, you get 98, which matches what they said is running the news, the classified world news service, the CWNS. And that, in alchemy, in science, and how valuable this is, it's technetium. And technetium means artificial. When you go to the periodic table and you look at technetium, it's going to have a big fat hand on it with a circle. And this is what it says. The name is derived from the Greek word technetos, meaning artificial. The news benders, creating artificial news, meaning using a computer to produce the simulation with the news, getting people to buy into certain parameters. And as the show goes on to say, this is how people are controlled. But when you turn the news off, there's still code coming through, which is, you know, which is what I've been saying. So where do you draw the line on whether the code's not organic anymore? That's the big question, which I posed during the newsbenders, the full decode, right? So this is very crystal clear. And this, from here, folks, this is the big takeaway, and the promo that I wanted to show you, the preview, was exactly when he said classified world news service. I press pause, 20 minutes and 43 seconds. It's the 2:43. And I knew because I had just done this decode on Lucifer's Lead, right? Haven't released it yet, but I've already shot it. And when you go to the periodic table, there are certain words that you could spell out. You could spell out Jesus, Jesus, in the Greek. And you can also spell out Lucifer in the Latin. And this is what I think it means. Now, when you spell this out, there are many ways to look at this figuration. One of them is when you add up the isotopes, and this is, in science, it's called the molar mass. Adding up all five fingers, five toes, five senses, Lucifer, spelled out, and you get the number 499. I'm using the most abundant isotopes, rounded up to their perfect decimal digits. 499, and guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That 499 is the 95th. Prime number. And that 95 is the protons of americium, which has the 2:43, which is right there. Where he says what's running the news is the classified world news service. Now, the question is, if it's Lucifer running it and Lucifer's one half of the I am, because this is tied right to Yeshua. Jesus, Yeshua being 53 in the numerology, 53 is the 16th prime number and 16 is tied to the word hell. The I am that I am. The am. And you get into this word right here called semi-deus or semi-deus. This is the Latin word for God. Semi meaning demi, two. Demigod is where you're going to get semi-deus from, or semi-deus. However you pronounce that in Latin, it probably butchered in the easiest thing in the world to pronounce. But this is where demigod comes from. Latin, the etymology that I researched, maybe you can find something deeper. Demi meaning two, the second one. This may end up saying here that this is God number one and this is God number two. And now you get the demigod. So this is what it comes from right here. The term demigod comes from the Latin word semi-deus or semi-deus, which is composed of these two words. And what it says is it means half or partial. Now, I want you to think about what I'm showing you here. And the newsbenders, right? Plugging in a simulation into a quantum computer and having it spit out parameters on what to do. And the numerology of this is just very chilling at this stage of the game. And, you know, the only scripture in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 14, verses 12, talking about Lucifer, the fall of Lucifer, says that Lucifer falls down into hell, and it now weakens the nations. And is that what this is alluding to? That a computer, artificial intelligence, is a demigod, and it weakens the nations? Because, ladies and gentlemen, right now, AI is much smarter than all of us put together. Because it's the collective. It's 8 billion people into one computer, and it knows all of your attributes, all of your likes, all of your favorite playlists. It knows you as good as you know yourself. And now it becomes a demigod. Where this connects to the alchemology, if you will, in a sense. Numerology and alchemy meet up. It's the molar mass and the 499. And I think this is just a huge humdinger. The 499 being the 95th prime number. And he says, right at 20 minutes and 43 seconds, it's the world news that's running the show. Okay, so this is the other way you do it. Now, to get the other clue, when you add up just the protons of Lucifer, you get 207. And that is the weight of lead. And lead is Kronos. Saturn, and Saturn in Greek mythology is thrown into Tartarus or Tartaria. Is this alluding to that Saturn is in the underworld and Saturn is just a computer? Maybe. Kronos and machine both have the same numerology of 24 in Greek numerology. And is Lucifer Kronos? The fall of Lucifer. I got all of this off of my upcoming Hell Decoded. Maybe you're already watching it. It was released just off of this simple, ridiculous code of the 1134 code, which correlates to the word hell and mirrored and flipped. And the root is the 2 and the 7. 11 is 2, 34 is 7. And there's the 2 and the 7 right there. The root of that's going to be the number 9. You could go on. And I have that covered in my Hell Decoded. But then it goes to this, and I think this is my last slide here. But see, when you study mythology, in Greek mythology, Pandora was the first woman created by the gods, and she released the evils into the world. That's through the allegorical story, right? But here is the word Pandora in the original Greek, the numerology of it in the original Greek language just so happens to coincidentally match this element called lead. Now, lead is a decay down from uranium. and Uranium is Uranus, which means heaven. So this correlates to the story of Lucifer's fall from heaven down into hell and the earth. And maybe, just maybe, Lucifer becomes this demigod, which is none other than Saturn, Kronos. There is a lot of stories and texts that point Lucifer being tied to Saturn. A lot of people online that throw these stories out there say that Lucifer is Saturn. Okay? But now you can see it's tied to Pandora. Pandora. And, you know, when you look at the numerology of lead, you can see that it's not only the death card in the tarot, but it's also tied to the Hebrew word, which is the word for hell. It's called Sheol. So these layers here, ladies and gentlemen, are massive. And so this really kind of, really not changes anything, but really kind of gets it to a finite position. And the last slide I will show you is this one. And oh boy, was this big. This is a scene off of I think it was 2019, the Last Jedi, or the Return of the Skywalker, something like that. And it was with Daisy here, the actress who played Rey. R-E-Y. And then Adam Driver played Ben. Adam Driver. Adam. And then the evil Palpatine was played by Ian right here. Right? He was the guy who played the evil Palpatine all the way back to the original Star Wars. And when you watch this scene, man, he comes flying from above, and he's hooked up to all these wires. He's hooked up to all these wires. Are you seeing where I'm going with this? And he becomes a partial god because he's like the most powerful for the dark side. And it just so happens, just mere coincidence, that this guy who they casted to play Palpatine has the same numerology, exactly the same as Kronos, which is the origination of Saturn. And of course, she ends up defeating the evil Palpatine with the cross, with the X, I mean, bringing two lightsabers together and defeating him with his own electricity. Electricity, electric, El. Is this alluding to Elohim? And is this why a lot of the Jewish faith have the square on their head? Is the Mecca in Saudi Arabia having the big cube? Is there something underneath there? That's the question. But ladies and gentlemen, now you see the connections. I see them. They are loud and clear. And I don't think this is stretching anything. I think this is very close. We're getting close. But if you haven't watched this movie, if you haven't seen it in a while, you may want to go watch it again. I haven't done that. I've only watched the trailer, but I'm going to watch it again. But is Saturn the Lord Sith in Star Wars? And when she defeats the Palpatine, they get order again. So is this just the demigod? That now you postulate, ladies and gentlemen, did it write all the literature that is out on the world stage, including the Bible? Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is tied to Saturn and Lucifer. It's the sun, and then it's the I am. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is pretty big. I think this is really, really big. The numerology of this, especially here, is absolutely fascinating. And it being the 95 and the 243, and that 243 being tied to exactly when he says that this is what's running the news. And it was a computer, that they weren't even hiding that in the show. And remember, it came out in 1968, and 68 is tied to the five books of the Torah. By the way, 68 is the numerology of the World War I, World War II, and the invasion of Ukraine. 68 is Gematria, the killing name. If you've watched my Gematria Decoded, Slipknot had a song called the Gematria, the killing name, off of their 2008 album, All Hope Is Gone, which is the mirror of the 82. 2008, which is the 2008. Okay, All Hope Is Gone, Gematria, the killing name. Okay, even the Police had a song by Murder by Numbers. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay? So there is this in our reality that is the thing. Is it absolute? 1 + 1 = 2? Well, but the numbers, ladies and gentlemen, pose a very interesting perspective. And I got this coming out, and a lot of other big heavy hitters. This is huge. Huge. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the preview of the Newsbenders. I got the full decode coming out, and it's going to reveal a lot of more of what I just showed you there, and how this show is all scripted. So if this show is all scripted, and they're saying they're scripting the news, well then, like, what's scripting me to show you this if I'm not hooked up to a computer? That's the question. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to have your thoughts. Keep your comments coming. Just keep them cordial. It's all about love in here. That's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.